counting you down to another weekend of NFL football. This is your NFL preview show with Hans and Scotty on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
NFL preview show. We do it every Thursday from 12 to 2. And if there is a, if Utah comes back, then we'll adjust things and bring back the Utah preview show. Why are you smiling over there?
Oh, just hearing Eric figure out what Gardner's first name was. And I think he says, I can't remember how he said it. Then he's like, ah, you guys don't even know what his first name is. You know, the crazy guy, yeah. Gardner Minshew. He brings up a good point. I guess if there's anything to watch tonight, it'd be Gardner Minshew and the handlebar mustache. He's got the flavor saver as well. He's got the Lloyd Cole look.
Yeah, and according to Eric, the Eric Weddle look too. Where he's got the mustache and the flavor saver.
Oh, that's what Eric's currently rocking.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
I forgot about that.
Why don't you guys hop on board and you go with the same look?
Get the mustache
and the flavor saver.
It's patchy.
A guy like me rocks a look like that, and moms are keeping their kids away from me. Like, it's just like, like, hey, don't make eye contact with that creepy man.
Don't make it weird. Jeez.
Well, no.
Bad.
No, Lloyd,
that,
you,
it can't be
no,
that bad. No way.
I'm saying you can pull it off.
Well, no, I know. I'm just saying it can't be that bad.
No, it's pretty creepy.
It would be creepy. If Scotty did that and put on dark glasses, it would be creepy.
Okay, you don't have to agree with me so quickly.
I'm on the same boat, man. My mustache looks like Wilford Brimley's when I grow it out. It literally looks like I've killed a fat caterpillar and shoved it right on top of my upper lip.
Yeah.
It's hideous.
I mean, I got two of those for eyebrows. Like, I don't need those. I don't need a mustache.
Is your mustache the same color as your eyebrows? Have you ever grown out?
Yeah, mustache? I did a goatee for a while, for about a year or so, like in 04, 05, around there.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Because I don't see you get more than two days growth
yeah.
before you're cleaned
actually
up.
Came in all right. It's the chops that I couldn't do the beard. I just, those are where it gets a little weird.
I like that Eric got a little combative about the beard too. He's like, he thought he was doing his beard like he was doing mine, but
I just didn't know you had to go to a barber for a beard.
Well, I think I forgot to ask him, but most teams have the team barber, so you know,
also, that's why he went away from it. He wasn't, like, going to see somebody.
No.
It was just a team barber, like what they got at the U.
A lot of times, yeah. A lot of times you got a team barber. Whether it's a built-in studio or it's close by, the barber kind of knows the guy, the personnel. You sit down and you get the usual. But Gardner Minshew will be kind of fun to watch tonight. I don't know. I'm just not really pulled into this Jacksonville-Miami matchup.
Yeah, Minshew just kind of – he reminds me of, like, Jake Plummer. Like, it's just like, I don't care. I'm just going to go out and have some fun. And I'm going to sling it around a little bit. I'm going to throw some passes I probably shouldn't throw. And I'm going to make the game a little bit exciting. And those are the kind of quarterbacks that are fun to watch. They can be a train wreck at times. But, boy, they're always entertaining, either good or bad. I agree with Weddle. Let's bring Tua in. Let's see what he can do. You know what you're going to get out of Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Wait a second. I'm not really up to date on the Miami quarterback situation. Is this just a case of wanting Tua to sit and watch?
Yeah, it's just a...
So this has nothing to do with the high sprain?
Not as far as I know,
rehabilitation?
You know, Ryan Fitzpatrick, you know what you're going to get out of him. It's like... All right, it's like Del Taco, right? You and I like going there. We like getting a chicken soft taco.
Yeah.
You know what you're going to get, and it's pretty good.
Oh, it's delicious.
Yeah.
Oh, it's way beyond pretty good. It's delicious.
I know, but you're not taking your wife there for your anniversary dinner.
If it was my choice?
Well, okay.
Well, out of fear of it maybe hurting our marriage, no. But if it was my choice, I think it'd be great. Now, it'd be nice to have, like, a nice table with actual silverware and kind of set up nice, but I wouldn't mind some of that food.
Okay. Well, Ryan Fitzpatrick is eating Del Taco in your car going 60 miles an hour, okay, which you probably shouldn't.
That makes sense.
You know?
Sauce is on your chest.
Yeah.
Lettuce goes down on your lap.
You're digging in between, like, the console to make sure you're not leaving any residue or stuff in there that could be like, hey, have you been eating in the car? No.
You're opening one of the hot sauce packets with your mouth thinking, I wonder if that dude's finger touched this hot sauce packet.
Just ripping off a corner.
spitting it out the window, trying to slam.
And I'm sure. Are you sure we're not brothers?
Oh, I'm sure we are. So embarrassing. Oh, it's my life. And I'm happy to share it with everybody.
So anyway, but Tua could be eating Del Taco at a nice with a nice table and silverware and stuff.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, at least that would be a storyline. It'd be a draw to come and watch. Because right now, they don't really even have that. My guess is that Jacksonville get the win. I just kind of want to fast forward to Monday night.
I know. I'm with you.
I'm so excited for Monday Night Football. But outside of that, I think the premier matchup for me is that 1-1 New England team versus the 2-0 Las Vegas Raiders. Actually, believe it or not, I think that the two games I'm most excited about include the Raiders and the Broncos this weekend.
Oh, stop it.
No, I want to.
The Broncos are going to get boat raced.
Well, I don't think so. I think that they could figure some things out against Cam Newton. You know,
with Jeff Driscoll.
I'm looking to see if Cam Newton becomes too much of a one-trick pony. Eric Weddle, I thought, broke it down really well. And he said, man, I like the success they were having out of that formation. And I like the success that they were having with that play. But at some point, you got to see that that defense has the best athletes in the world across from you. And that defense isn't so dumb that they're not going to roll the dice to try to win this game. And if the Broncos can figure things out with Cam Newton and start to slam some personnel down, close gaps, not let him get the first with his feet, maybe force him into throws that he's not the most comfortable with, maybe you start to figure New England out. People are high on New England. I'm not, because there's a reason that Cam Newton remained a free agent. There's a reason that Cam Newton wasn't re-signed. There's a reason for that.
I'm just going through all right, let me pull up the box score from week one. So Cam Newton has led the team in rushing in terms of attempts the first 2 weeks of the season. He had 15 attempts against Miami for 75 yards and 2 touchdowns. And then last week, he led the team in attempts with 11 attempts.
Only 11 attempts?
Yeah, but still.
11 passing attempts?
No. I'm talking about rushing attempts.
Oh, geez.
So the first 2 weeks of the season, he's led. I mean, right now, he's led the team in rushing attempts in week one with 15 and week two with 11. And so I don't think that's sustainable.
It's not. And that's why Eric said you've got to – Cam has to be left to be Cam in order to be successful. But in order for Cam to be Cam, he's got to get out and move and use that big body and shed tackles and – fight for first downs and continue drives. And that's what he did really well in that game. And that's what kept New England in that game. And you actually had the opportunity to win it with 2 seconds left on the clock. But what happens is it dries up. At some point, you're either injured or you're pressed into a situation where he's got to be Cam. And that game could be shut down. It could be stopped. That's why
like it was at the end of the game.
That's why I think Denver gets a win. That's why I think the Raiders are going to get a win.
Get a win, yeah.
And then Denver's taking on the Buccaneers.
Yeah, they got Tom Brady.
And I don't think that Denver's out of that game.
I don't think they're out, but I just don't think. From a quarterback standpoint, I think they're in trouble. Their defense hasn't been great, especially on third downs. They fight. They've got players who – I mean, you were texting me in the middle of the show or in the middle of the game last week, said, hey, you know what? Their coaching is letting them down, but they're fighting. But the problem is when you're 0-2 and you're facing 0-3, that fight starts to go away pretty quick.
Yeah. No, that's true. The team will start to lose hope. And Eric brought up a really good point. When it's a coach's fault that a team isn't winning, or you feel like a coach has mismanaged a game, you can lose faith in your coach really fast. And Vic is not the kind of guy that's going to try to restore faith for you.
Yeah.
I promise you. He's not the guy that comes in the locker room and says, hey guys, I want you all to understand, he's not a relatable person. He's one of the most unique coaches I've ever been around. No, unique's not the right word. Eccentric. Closed off. You know, he never shows emotion. He's not a player's coach.
How important is that for?
Well, if you're struggling with some of your decisions, it's not that you apologize.
Yeah.
You take some of the blame and you say, hey, guys, this one's on me. And players can start to relate with a coach and see that he's really disappointed in himself. Vic won't do that. Vic won't layer himself with blame or take that. Personally, I don't think he'll do much of that. Well, look how he tried to displace it after the game.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was awful. Now, the next day goes, yeah, I probably should have called a timeout here. But, like, no, I mean, everybody knew you screwed up. Just own it.
And you don't have to be relatable to be a great coach. Bill Belichick, I've heard, is very off-putting. Not real relatable. Awkward.
But when you win a bunch of titles,
yeah,
people understand, okay, well, he's kind of a weirdo, but I'm going to win games while I'm here. So let's go.
But when you're Denver and you start the way Denver's started and you've got the injuries you've got, you need a coach that can keep these guys committed. I still don't think they're out of that game with the Buccaneers.
That'd be great to win that game. But if Tom Brady struggles in that game and Denver finds a way to win, and by the way, the Bucs are 6-0. I mean, the Bucs are 6-point favorites in that game. If Denver wins that game, then I think a lot of people start getting nervous about Tom Brady and his overall effectiveness. If he doesn't play well and they lose that game, then you're probably looking at an issue where people are looking at Tom Brady, much like they did in Peyton Manning. Like, Peyton Manning was the NFL MVP in 2013. He set records in passing yards, in touchdown throws. I mean, they went scorched earth. And less than 2 years later, he's struggling throwing a 20-yard pass. Like, when it goes on a quarterback, it goes really, really fast.
Yeah.
And I wonder if Tom Brady, right, and Tom Brady has hung on longer than anybody could have ever imagined. But sooner or later, that body's going to say, no mas.
I think that it's starting to, but not as quick as Drew Brees is starting to.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I think out of all the quarterbacks right now in the league that you're worried about age catching up to him, I'm starting to feel like Drew is that guy. Now, I'm still a big fan of that Saints organization. I still think that they've got three or four incredible offensive pieces, and they've got a nice, aggressive defense. But I thought Eric's point was valid. What are you going to do? Why did you bring Jameis Winston in here?
Yeah.
What are your plans with that? And you've paid Taysom Hill handsomely. So now you've paid him, but you put him and yourselves in a very strange position of, well, we can't get him hurt because he's too expensive. But we got to use him because he's too expensive. But we can't use him because we got Drew Brees, and now we've got this other experiment that's sitting on our sidelines. And you see, it's a big, ugly problem for them to have. I like Eric's thought of, you know what? Whether it's a blowout one way or the other, let's put Taysom in for an entire fourth quarter behind center. Give him an entire fourth quarter behind center. And, you know, if he completely falls flat on his face, lets you down, overthrows a couple of goes, underthrows a couple of hooks, and can't sustain a drive, then it's, okay, well, let's get the experiment going the other way. And then we can really press Taysom as the utility tool that we thought he was.
Yeah.
Now we'll max him out. We'll put him back on the field for special teams, and we'll basically do what the Chargers did to Eric Weddle. Put him out there for every single rep possible and available. I still think Eric Weddle has like a record. I think he holds a record for available reps, special teams, and defense.
Oh yeah, he was playing 98% of available reps. I mean, it's just insane.
It's insane. But, you know, where you're paying Taysom what you're paying him, if you've decided, no, he's not our starting quarterback, well, then pay him to be the utility person. But don't sit him on the bench and not use him because you're afraid to hurt him, because you paid him and he's got to be your backup. You see, that's a strange position that they're in with him. And it's a bad position for Taysom, because Taysom just wants to be on the field and playing.
Yeah.
Now, he wants to be the starting quarterback. There's no question about that, but Taysom is also a gamer. He wants to be on the field and playing.
All right, Hans Olsen, Scott Girard, Rich is hanging out with us. We're live here at Tim Daly Nissan in Murray. All right, so many great savings here, Rich. So many great opportunities. And when you buy a vehicle, you also want a little peace of mind with it. And you have that on that warranty that essentially lasts forever.
That's correct. As soon as you get a vehicle with us, unprecedented, groundbreaking, first time in the industry, Tim Daly will cover your car for as long as you own it.
And a lot of people think, okay, well, that's going to cost me $3,000, $4,000, or $5,000. Nope, that is included with the vehicle, and a large percentage of your used vehicles too.
I'll tell you what, yeah, most of the used vehicles, all the new ones, and you can't buy this vehicle. You can't buy this kind of warranty. It's free. You can't buy it. You can't go anywhere and say, hey, can I have one that lasts, if I have the car for 20 years? They don't have those kind of warranties.
No dice.
And you get it for free from us. So you can't beat it. It's incredible. It's groundbreaking. It's the 21st century service for our clients.
I love it. I love what you guys do down here. And to help out, you've got 36 vehicles that you want moved in the next 6 days.
Yeah. To the end of the month, it's a big sale we got going on. If you come in and you ask for Ty, and you mentioned 36 and 6, which is how many new cars we want to sell in the next 6 days, we will knock off an additional $500 off our net price, which is already the lowest in the industry. Okay. You want a new Nissan? You want a used car? Especially on the new ones, we'll do the $500 off.
So I guess why would anybody go and get a vehicle anywhere else? It doesn't make any sense.
There isn't any reason to, especially we have so many different types of models. The Nissan brand has been in this country since 1959. Along with our competitor models out there. So we've got a car that's good, or a truck or an SUV that can meet any family's needs.
Now, you bring up a good point, too. Whether you need a commuter car, you got an Altima now with all-wheel drive, thousands less than the competition that doesn't have all-wheel drive. You've got, if you want something that's going to save you a ton of money at the pump and maybe get your kid to and from school, Sentra. You've got the Rogue, which is the number one selling SUV. You've got the Murano, which is what I drive. And I absolutely love it. It's the best car I've ever driven. If mama needs to get the kids to soccer practice, you got the Pathfinder, you got the Armada, and then, of course, you got the Titan.
Exactly. We've got something for everybody.
You got something
there's
there.
Nothing, there's not. We can fit. The cars are designed now so that whatever your family's needs are or your own personal needs are, you want a sports car, you want a Highline sports car like a GTR, come in and get one. We got them.
It's that simple. 97.5, 1280 The Zone. It is Tim Daly Nissan here in Murray, 4500 South State Street, right here on the Zone Sports Network.
Let's go!
The Big Show.
It's a big deal!
With Gordon Monson and Jake Scott.
Football Fridays, Coach Mac, Alema Harrington. We're here at the warehouse. Tom Alema said he was a little bit jealous.
Well, just a little.
Have an Alema deal.
Alema special.
Okay.
I've got about 10 love seats.
Ha ha! Hey, what do you think, Coach?
That's just what you need is a love seat.
Alema does love need seat. A love seat.
There is nothing wrong with cuddling on a love seat.
Okay, well, I
cuddle with my wife and watch a movie.
Yeah, I agree with that. My wife is practicing social distance.
She's been doing that for 25 years, right?
I was waiting for Gordon to pop in on that one.
The Big Show, weekdays from 2 to 7 on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Counting you down to another weekend of NFL football. This is your NFL preview show with Hans and Scotty on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Hans Olsen, Scott Girard, 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network, your NFL preview show. You got a game tonight and then another set of games coming up this weekend. Frank Schwab of Yahoo Sports, kind enough to join us on the T-Mobile special guest line. Frank, how you doing?
Hello, Frank.
Hey, what's going on?
I think we're all just kind of waiting for Monday night, right? Let's get this Thursday and the Sunday games out of the way, and let's get to that bad boy on Monday.
Oh, man. I mean, as I said when I previewed it, whatever power rankings you have, I do mine on Tuesday. A lot of people do them. If you don't have the Ravens and Chiefs 1 and 2, it's not even reputable. So, and mostly it's not even that they're 1 and 2, they're 1 and 1A.
Yeah.
Whatever order you have, I have the Ravens out of the Chiefs. I think most everybody else has Chiefs out of the Ravens. But these two teams are pretty much inseparable, and third is way down the line. So, and I think this game is especially important, too, because this is the first year we've had just one bye. This is, you know, if we're head-to-head is still going to be the tiebreaker, so it's not hyperbole to say that this game is, of all 256 regular season games, this is the one that will have the biggest impact on who at least makes Super Bowl 55.
You know, Frank, Scotty and I, we're sitting here and we're knocking on wood because the NFL has become the most reliable and most entertaining part of sports since they've kicked up. We've got 20-plus college football games that have canceled after they had already rescheduled. High school's kind of in and out. The NBA is doing well and things are going along, but the NFL's been consistent. What have you thought of the COVID testing and the NFL consistency to kind of work through this virus?
And you know what, the NFL, we criticize them a lot. So I think we have to take a step back and say the NFL's played this way. And I get that they had advantages. They weren't like the NBA, NHL, even Major League Baseball, where they had to worry about games right away there in March and what they were going to do. They had time to sit, wait, watch what the NHL did, watch what the NBA did, watch Major League Baseball's missteps, too. So there were advantages, but if you look back at every step, them going along a free agency as planned without the visits, that went off fine. Everybody kind of got on them. How could you do a draft right now? This is so – they did it, and it was a boon. Everybody loved it. The offseason, they said, no, we're not going to do the regular offseason. You can have Zoom meetings, whatever. And then they worked with the players to get a ramp up to the season. And then, you know, the testing, there hasn't been any really key positive tests. There hasn't been any outbreaks. Now, look, it could all change tomorrow. We don't know, but I think to this point, the last 6 months, the NFL has done everything right. And like I said, we rip them a lot. We make fun of them a lot. But I think we have to take a step back and say the NFL has played this absolutely perfectly, and that's why the games have kind of gone along as normal, and there's not this fear like we had with Major League Baseball 2 months ago. There's not this fear where it's all going to come crashing to a halt next week. Mm-hmm.
Frank Schwab, kind enough to join us right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone. I know you covered Denver and you saw, you know, in the span of about 2 years, Peyton Manning went from league MVP and record setter to that arm really not having much left in the tank. It went pretty quick. Are we perhaps seeing some of those things from Drew Brees and maybe a little bit with Tom Brady too?
I think so, yeah. I mean, look, these guys are, Peyton Manning too, they're kind of freak. They're special. They're just guys who have beaten all the rules, but at some point it just catches up to you. If you look at the history, especially at Brady's age at 43, the history of quarterbacks that age is just, it's almost non-existent. Brady has done things that nobody else has ever done. And, you know, nobody in NFL history has ever had any success at quarterback at age 43 or later. So everything Tom Brady does right now is historic, basically. And it's no, you know, it's not some bad, terrible thing if Tom Brady's hitting a wall. It's not some...
Looks like we lost Frank there for a moment. We'll try to get him reconnected right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone. But, you know, Tom Brady's 43. You and I are 43.
Yeah.
I don't feel real comfortable hopping out on a football field anytime soon.
No, it's funny because on Sunday, Amanda and I were watching that Buccaneers game, and Amanda asked me because Amanda and I were watching Tom Brady's first Super Bowl with Josh Williams, who was the D tackle of that Michigan team with Tom Brady. And Josh was sitting here unbelievable, could not believe what we were watching, Tom Brady going to win a Super Bowl. And so we remember that time really well. My wife's like, could you imagine still playing? And I'm like, no, there's no way in hell. Now I'm playing a line position. Tom's able to sit there and throw some things around, but 43 years old doing what he's doing is impressive.
Frank Schwab with us. Frank, sorry we lost you. You were talking about how crazy it is to imagine Tom Brady still playing at 43.
Yeah, I mean, it's historic what he's done, and if these guys are hitting the wall, and it certainly looks like it might be, I don't think they're going to be 2015 Peyton Manning bad, because that was, I mean, he hit the wall hard. I think I'll still be reasonable quarterbacks along the way, but if they have lost something, it's no criticism of them. It happens to everybody, and it might be happening to them too.
Frank, how would you use Taysom Hill? What would you do with him right now?
I don't know. That's a great question, because I you know, in previous years, I was questioning, how do you take Drew Brees off the field? I mean, what? He was, you know, one of the greatest of all time, and you're running gadget plays. Maybe they need to incorporate that more now because Drew may be slowing down a bit. I don't know. I think that he's just a great football player. He really is. He's this gadget guy. He can do just about everything. He can make plays everywhere. I don't honestly think he's an every-down quarterback. I just don't think, unless you have a really, really specialized offense, almost a Lamar Jackson offense, I don't think you can really have him be your down-in, down-out quarterback. But he's a heck of a football player, and I think that, you know, they do find creative ways to use him, and I think they're going to use him in those ways. Maybe you got to expand it a little bit. Maybe that helps keep Drew a little fresher down the stretch here.
San Francisco obviously has just been wrecked with the injury bug. Denver's had a tremendous amount of issues as well. How much do you people in the league attribute some of this to the fact that there really wasn't any offseason? Guys couldn't get into facilities, no OTAs, mini camps, or is it just kind of a freakish year?
I think it's a freakish year, to be honest, because I think we look at the nature of the injuries. You know, Saquon Barkley tears his ACL. Are you telling me that had he been there all offseason that he wouldn't tear his ACL? Or, you know, I mean, we've seen a lot of these different injuries. Christian McCaffrey, high ankle sprain. How are you going to avoid that? I think it's going to retrofit the narrative and say, oh, it's because of no preseason and whatnot. Never play that. But I think, you know, some of the soft tissue stuff, I mean, Kenny Golladay missed a couple games for the Lions with a hamstring. Okay, you might be able to convince me of that. But Nick Bosa, screwing up his ACL, or Jimmy Garoppolo with the high ankle sprain, these are not things I can necessarily say that if we had a preseason, these wouldn't happen. That, to me, a lot of these type of injuries just seem like fluky things. And then you pile on, some of the hamstring stuff and groin injuries or whatever, and maybe have something there. But I think a lot of these key injuries wouldn't happen no matter what. It's just kind of football. It's the nature of the game, and it stinks, but you know, we see it year in, year out, just not as early and as often as we've seen them this year.
Speaking of fluky things, the Las Vegas Raiders are taking on the New England Patriots this weekend. Obviously the Raiders sitting at 2-0, the win over the Saints. How good are they, and how big is this game?
I think, you know, it's – I don't want to say like it's a kind of a free money, you know, a house money type of game for the Raiders, but it kind of is. If they go in and lose to the Patriots, we're coming off a loss of the Seahawks. They're upset. They want to get back on track, going west to east for the Raiders. I wouldn't downgrade them at all. I would think, okay, that makes sense. Whereas if the Raiders win, if they go on the road to New England and beat New Orleans and New England back-to-back, I would be, at that point, you got to step up, sit up and take notice of the Raiders. I think that they have a lot of things going for them. They have a lot of good young talent. Josh Jacobs is really, really good. Darren Waller, tight end, is good. Derek Carr is always better than he gets credit for. I think that there are some pieces in place. And it's like I said, it's one of those kind of, as long as they don't get blown out like 49-0, it's a house money game for the Raiders. Whereas if they're 2-1 going out of New England and they play reasonably well and don't get blown off the field, okay, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. Whereas if they win, I think all of a sudden we're going to have to talk about the Raiders as probably a playoff team at that point.
Denver went all in on Drew Lock, and he gets hurt in game two and might miss 3, 4, 5 games. And now they need Jeff Driscoll or Blake Bortles to kind of help fill the void there. Just how bad are things in Denver right now?
Yeah, and it's just unfortunate. It's not just Drew either.
Yeah.
If it was just Drew Lock for Jeff Driscoll, I mean, you could say, well, all right, maybe he can get through, but something's done for the year, and Bond's done for the year, and Bradley Chubb's not really 100%, and Philip Lindsay's out, and I mean, it's just piling one on top of another, and it's just rough for them right now. And you know, you look back, and I was one that, why didn't they kick the tires on Cam Newton? Just because I think teams get too caught up with this notion of, oh, we can't, you know, upset the chemistry of our quarterback. At every other position, they sign the best players regardless and say, go compete. The best man wins. I don't know why, when Cam Newton was basically free to anybody, why they weren't kicking the tires on him, knowing Drew Lock was no sure thing. And he always, injuries are always right around the corner. So I don't know. Here's why they are. Jeff Driscoll's going to have to carry them through, and they're 0-2. They somehow, let's say he misses 5 games, realistically, to stay even remotely in this thing, you probably got to win 3 of those 5. I don't know that they can do that, especially when the the other injuries pile up, like Sutton and Vaughn and all that. It's a really, really tough spot for them, and it's unfortunate because I was very high on them coming into the year. I thought they had a great offseason. But what can you do? When you take on four or five key injuries like this, any NFL team is going to struggle after that.
You know, we've talked a lot about Lamar. We've talked about Mahomes. We've talked about three or four other quarterbacks. But has any quarterback been as good or consistent as Russell Wilson in the first 2 weeks?
Oh, he's been unbelievable. And it's so nice to see Seattle finally just say, you know what, we have a future Hall of Fame guy. We have a special, almost unicorn type of player. Why don't we base the offense around him instead of Chris Carson and Carlos Hyde? Let's not just be a run-first team. Let's let Russell Wilson throw 30, 35 times. And I've been very impressed with Seattle. Russ has always been great. Now he has the volume. He's got these great kind of receivers to throw to. I think that it's been great to see it. I think it's just been fun. It's been awesome. I'm really impressed with the Seahawks approach. And Russ is just Russ. I don't think Russ is playing any better than he ever has. I just think he's getting more of an opportunity. And I think, you know, if they keep up with this philosophy, I think Russ wins his first MVP award. It's crazy. I mean, it's been said about a million times now, but the fact that he's never got even a single MVP vote is just mind-boggling considering how great he's been. Hmm.
When you look across the NFL and you look at surprises out there, obviously Oakland jumps up as a surprise. Anybody else that's really jumped out at you like, ooh, I'm not sure if I saw this coming?
You know what? I will say the Packers. And I mean, I know they went 13-3 last year. I know they were in the NFC Championship game. But to be this good, especially on offense, Valdes-Scantling has played well. Lazard's played well. I kind of buried them a little bit. I said, I don't think this Packers team is going to be very good this year. I think they're going to take a big step back because I thought they were. They were out in front of their skis a little bit at 13-3 last year. I thought regression was coming. I hated their offseason. But, hey, they're getting the last laugh. I think they're still the highest scoring team in football. You know, they have a great game coming up Sunday night against New Orleans. But, you know, I shouldn't be so surprised the Packers are 2-0 based on what they did last year. But I kind of am. I mean, just the way they look, the way they've played, as explosive as they've been on offense, I could say, you know, I think it's fair to say the Packers are a bit of a surprise so far. Mm.
Well, Frank, we appreciate your time as always. Thanks for joining us, and we look forward to catching up with you again here very soon.
Yep, no doubt. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Frank.
Frank Schwab, Yahoo Sports, right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. All right, take a final break, wrap this thing up, get you ready for the big show straight ahead here on The Zone Sports Network.
This is DJ and PK.
Question of the day. The Raiders are 6 hours away. You find yourself rooting for them now?
I'm not wired necessarily to root and get up or down based on wins and losses, but there are teams that I follow far more closely than other teams, and the Raiders are now going to be in that category. I don't give a flying you-know-what about the Broncos because they don't give a flying you-know-what about us. The Raiders are going to claim us, and I'm going to claim them back. Every single last one of us listening right now are going to find ourselves in that stadium watching a game. That is prophecy. We're a community of prophecy, and that's my prophecy.
Catch DJ and PK mornings from 6 till 10 on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Counting you down to another weekend of NFL football. This is your NFL preview show with Hans and Scotty on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Welcome back, Hans and Scotty, 97.5 1280 The Zone. Thanks to everybody out there for joining us today. It's been a great show. If you didn't catch the Eric Weddle Hour, I suggest you go back and you listen to that hour in full. If you don't have enough time to catch the entire hour, I suggest you go and listen to the final segment of that 1 hour because Eric Weddle went into detail with some of the celebrity interactions that he had. And, Scotty, I don't know if I've heard better stories.
I know.
Than Eric talking about his 3.5-hour round with Tiger Woods and his 20 minutes with Kobe Bryant. That's awesome. We talked about those two things.
And that's what you're going to get, a guy who's, you know, played at a really high level. He's Hall of Fame, and one of these days we'll have the guts to ask him about that. Like, do you think you're a Hall of Famer? Because frankly, I look at some of the guys getting in. Steve Atwater as a safety, doesn't quite have the numbers that Eric Weddle. I think Steve Atwater getting in this year really paves the way for Eric Weddle to become a Hall of Famer.
Eric Weddle needs to be in that Hall of Fame. I 100% believe that. And I know that you get in on your football merits, but you should absolutely get bonus points for the individual, the person that you are. And Eric is one of the greatest people that's ever come through an NFL door. And so I hope that they take all those things into account. And I'm just glad that we're lucky enough to get him for an hour every week before he's off doing grand things with whatever he wants.
Yeah, I think he's going to enjoy this year as he should. But that guy's got broadcasting written all. He'd be a great color commentator on a game.
Much better than Steve Smith.
I like Steve Smith, but you're right. Yeah,
he'd be a lot better than Steve Smith.
Yeah.
I think that Eric is enjoying retirement, but you could also hear it in his voice. He's like, my wife decided to go take care of some business for a few days, and I am a solo father. Did he say of three at the time? I know he's got four.
I think he's got all four.
Oh, does he have all four?
Yeah.
I want to meet Monster.
I feel like what he goes through with Monster is what I'm going through right now. I totally get it.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, we put these guys on pedestals, and we watch them play on Sunday, and we think they're just, larger than life. But at the end of the day, they're just still dudes that have really high-profile jobs, but they have kids at home. They have wives that want to know why they haven't done these honeydews yet. I mean, they're just like us, and they got kids that, like his wife says, hey, you've played against Tom Brady and Peyton Manning. You've lined up defenses against these guys, but you can't control a six-year-old? Come on, get it together over there.
The six-year-old's got on his nerves because she was talking down to him, and he actually had to leave the room out of because he was getting angry. I love it. But it is common. I will tell you, too, though, Scotty, that there's a pretty sweet fraternity when you're in the NFL. The wives of the players are pretty close. They all come together and help. I was telling you, Amanda went through some really difficult times. It was our second year with the Colts, and we had our first baby. And I was in Terre Haute going through camp, and she was really struggling. My mom was there for 2 weeks, but she had to leave. And then all the players' wives started to step up. Like Adam Meadows' wife came over and took Ashlyn. It was just a newborn for a period of time and let Amanda at least catch a breath. Tark Glenn's wife was a big help. Karen Saturday was a huge help. And the wives kind of, they all come together to try to help the family situations, which makes the guys feel like they've got a support system. But you're right, man. Every one of them is just you and I, but an incredible skill at playing football.
Yeah. Well, tell you what, this has been a fun show today, and back tomorrow, Friday edition of the show. And remember, we're going to be down at Elite Works, too.
We'll be at Elite Works tomorrow, and I'm going to give everybody just a little bit of a heads up on this. There are going to be, I believe Scotty's going to open up 20 sites, and they are currently open. If you have a website right now and you want to rebuild, you can call Elite Works, and they're going to give you a free website rebuild. And the way they do that, they've got a hosting platform. And that hosting platform allows them to rebuild your site for free, and they put you on that hosting platform. So we'll open those up right now, Scotty. And if anybody wants to call, 844-523-2777, you can start your free website rebuild right now. Other than that, otherwise, hang out. Scotty and I will be there tomorrow. We'll have a lot of fun with it.
Today we're hanging out here at Tim Daly Nissan in Murray, 4500 South State Street. Rich is with us one more time. And, Rich, man, Mark usually hangs out with us, but let's just say you killed it today.
Oh, well, hey, thanks a lot. I'm glad I won the audition. This is fantastic.
You might need to tell Mark, you may need to stay in that office a little bit more often.
He needs to get out of that office. I'll be glad to have him back.
Working a lot, huh?
Hey, so let's talk about the fact that you've got 36 vehicles. You want to sell 36 of these new vehicles, in 6 days. And you can certainly do that, especially when you throw out the incentives like you've got.
Yeah, we've got an additional $500 off for the next 36 new vehicles. Make that 34, Scotty. We just did two this morning.
Oh, nice.
Okay. So we'll take $500 off our net lowest price that we already have advertised so that you can just save a lot of money for all the folks that want to come in and help us achieve our goal and help them save a lot of money. On top of that, I'll give them 0% financing on 9 different models, depending on what they choose.
Wow. And that and one of those 9 is a Titan.
One of those 9 is a Titan.
Does the Rogue sit in there?
Rogue sits in there. Yeah. All my popular models are in there for that 0% financing. There's nothing better than free money.
Can we find a way to, like, I've been eyeing Titans forever. We need to have a chat.
Let's get it on.
It might be time.
Yeah, it might be time. I got one ready for you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, I bet you do. You guys...
Let me ask you, what's your favorite color?
That's awesome. All right, and then also, you know, we haven't talked about this enough. Everybody wants a little peace of mind. You've got that with the warranty that lasts forever. And then you also have the worry-free sanitize, too.
Worry-free sanitize, and in COVID-19 days, you want to make sure that your family's safe in the car. It's sun-activated, lasts for 6 months once we do the car up with the sanitizer. And every time the sun comes out, it activates it and keeps your family and you safe. It's an incredible service. It's an incredible product. And it's fantastic that we have it for our customers.
All right, so let's go down the list one more time before we wrap up. Yeah. Worry-free sanitize included. The warranty that essentially lasts forever. Costs you nothing. For as long as you own the vehicle, as many miles as you own, as you put on it, that's covered. You've got 0% financing for up to 72 months. You're going to take $500 off in addition to that 0% financing. And I just don't know why you'd look anywhere else.
There's no reason to look anywhere else. That's not a wait but more opportunity. That's like do it now.
Let's get down here. 4500 South State Street, right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone. Tim Daly, Nissan in Murray Ridge. Thanks so much, man.
Thank you.
All right, big show next right here on the Zone Sports Network.